Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 184 and day number 21 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Thank you for joining me. So I know things are going to get a little heavy here, but I'll lighten it up a little bit out towards the end. So tonight I want to talk about, I don't know, something that's kind of bugging me. I've known people, especially the last 6-8 months, that have had cancer, that are living with cancer and working through it, or people that have died from cancer, and it just seems like it's everywhere. Even more so today than it has been in the last several years. It seems like it's been pretty heavy. My brother has had cancer, and he came out of his treatments very well, and he is free of it at the moment. Of course, they check him regularly as time goes on. And his friend, old school friend, also has cancer. I've known a couple people that died recently from cancer. The treatments didn't work well. Other people's treatments were great. But it's just one of those things, like, I don't know, roll of the dice, whatever it is that's causing it to happen in your physiology, just, all right, it doesn't matter why it came up. I guess it's just that it's there. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. And I really hate that. Now, one guy today, I got news this morning that he passed away, and I'm not trying to make this about me because it's not. But Andre Pope, he lived down in Conway, South Carolina, and I met him through Dave Slusher when Dave was and Andre and a guy named Paul were putting together the Create South Conference, which was a artistic express yourself kind of podcast. We talked about all kinds of stuff for expressing yourself at these conferences, through art or social media. And anyway, Andre, I thought, was a super cool guy at the time. And I've seen him several times down at the beach. But I never did spend as much time with him as a lot of his friends. But still, I thought he was always a really cool guy. I loved the way he thought. And the way that I saw him was a lot of the way other people saw him too, because from some of the comments I've seen on Facebook today. So I think the community of his friends and family really lost somebody that was kind of special. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Andre and his family, of course. But just rolling off the top of my head, death is one of those things that's, what do you do? It happens. It's a part of life. But, all you got to do is keep moving on. That's all you can do. And I'm not saying I know it sounds weird. The whole thing is kind of weighing on me a little bit. Not just Andre, but people, passing away. October of last year, I ended up losing a friend. He apparently had cancer, and it was pretty far along, and passed away in the November, I think, November time frame, and his funeral was in December. Sad part about it, I didn't even know his wife, and I understand her reluctance to say anything or to look for my number, but she didn't want to go through his phone. She didn't feel right after he had passed away for a little while. And she finally reached out to me and let me know that he had gone, which was sad in itself. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's a part of getting older and just starting to see people passing away from time to time. I don't know. So again, I know I'm kind of rambling about this, but you guys got to keep moving forward. And I take inspiration from those people. Kurt, who my friend I was talking about, was a super stand-up guy. I don't think you could ask for another friend more loyal or helpful. He was fantastic. And Andre, of course, he had a artistic mind and a go-to attitude, because every time I saw him on Facebook. He was riding a bike somewhere on some godforsaken trail. I don't know, with other people. I thought it was pretty cool. And he was a professor at the Horry County Community College. And I think that's right. And saw a lot of students paying homage to him today, which was really cool. So yeah, just take inspiration from those people that are not with us anymore that really affect your lives and just keep moving forward. See, I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm not going to provide you an answer today. If I had an answer, I wouldn't be working where I'm working. I could tell you that. So anyway, which kind of leads me into the next thing I'm going to talk about a little bit is running. I've got a, you know, I've been running consistently for the last 8 years. I think on Facebook, it popped up a memory where it was the first year I ran the Greek Fest, which was my my first goal. The Greek Fest is the race. Oh, they have a big Greek festival in Charlotte at the Greek Orthodox Church. I think the week or two before that actual festival is when we do the race. The race was my goal to finish it back in the day, and I did. I probably should have done a better time, and I think I'm hoping I will this year. But yeah, it's been about 8 years since I've been running, and I ran and got myself conditioned up to that point, so it was probably about 6 months before. So yeah, it's been about 8 years, and I would say especially the last year and a half, I've been really consistent. I run with my dad, and he's 70. He'll be 73 here soon. Okay. He's 72. I won't rush it, but he's 72 and he's running right with me. He's in a lot of ways, he's a machine, and I don't think, I have trouble keeping up with him. So I run with him on every other day, and I weightlift with him every other day we're not running. So, you know, when I talk about running, people ask, what are you doing it for? I have had people ask me that. And I'm not running to beat other people, especially when we go to these races. I race myself. That's where I look at it. I race myself and try to improve upon myself because there's always going to be somebody faster than you. And I don't really care about that. I'm trying to improve on myself. But the other part of it, and this is one of those, dare I say, cheesy quotes that you found on the internet, but I really like it. And it's, I don't run to add days to my life, but add day. I have it written down wrong. I don't run to add days to my life, but add life to my days. And by that, I look at it like, not only am I running, I'm improving my health, but I'm spending time with my dad. And all the people, Dad and I run the same stupid route all the time, but we run about 6 to 7 miles depending on the area. But the people that we've met in the park, we end up stopping and talking to some people. I know their names. I see them daily. Some of them, well, every other day when we go to the park, I see them all the time. They recognize us. We recognize them. We talk to them. So that's those kind of things that I say adds life to my days. And I really cherish that. So I'm going to keep cherishing that, spending the time with my dad, taking inspiration from others that have moved on or are no longer with us, and take it for what it's worth. So anyway, I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, rambling on about life and getting older, I guess. Thanks for sticking with me, and have a good one.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.